every time anybody gardens or anytime you do anything in life, you're supposed to learn, whether it's something good, something bad, so it doesn't get repetitive, because what is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results.
And that only, you know, same thing with our, you know, planting broccoli and cauliflower. Can't do it. Tried it a couple years. Said, enough of that. We're going to do something different. So we've learned things in the garden, and we've showed a lot of that information through this program, as well as through our weekly YouTube videos. You can find on our website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. We do about 12 a week. Yeah, that's a lot. That's including the in-studio video, the segments, as well as multiple First Garden, New Gardener series, our 60-second garden tip, as well as our weekly show we do in the garden. So a lot of content we pump out to help people garden, because we show our failures. There's gardeners and radio hosts that do not show their failures. It's one and done. It's always perfect, and that's the way it's going to be. Like, it's a PBS program, and you're limited on time, and that certainly is not the most encouraging method to help people that, hey, I've got all these things, and I've done this for X amount of years, and we've never had a problem.
Right. So with that being said, we learned some things this year in the garden, and one of them definitely is that when you're going to install something like irrigation, you want to make sure that you have all of the parts. You have the correct parts, and you know that those parts are going to work.
Yeah. So with DripWorks.com, a sponsor here on the program, when we got a system, one, we explained to them what our layout was. So we're not going into this blind. They're experts. So we wanted to say, here's what we've got. We've got raised beds. We've got grow bags. We've got some in-ground stuff. What would you recommend? Well, then once they recommended a certain system, then we laid out a plan on a piece of paper. Here's how we're going to install this, and what are the pieces and the parts that we need, from elbows to couplings to fittings, all of that, every little thing possible. So we made one move, and we had all the pieces that we needed, because it's not that fun to purchase part of the product and then have to repurchase it and purchase another piece because you didn't plan ahead. So you want to plan ahead, and we drew it out, and I figured out every little inkling piece. And even in that aspect, if I only needed one of these pieces, I got two, because I know that there's a potential of a failure of some sort, and I'm going to need to fix it. And we did have a failure in a part of the irrigation system, and I was able to fix it because I got an additional part for that. So that's with anything, whether you're laying out a garden, figuring out how much compost you need, an irrigation system, anything like that, how many can jars, lids you're going to need. You need to figure it out so you make one move and make it count.
Right. So that is definitely something that we had learned. And because especially when you're in the midst of installing it, you just have to think about that kind of stuff.
You don't want to go back and have to try to figure out what to do or what parts to do and then delay the project altogether.
So another one is aggressive weeds. So when we converted to a raised bed, we were like, we're not going to have to deal with weeds. However, there are some aggressive...
Well, now, we knew that we would deal with some weeds.
But not a lot. And
right.
We didn't see this, I guess, I don't think we saw that these aggressive thistles were going to happen.
Right.
And
now, disclaimer here, when I'm talking about our garden, and you can look at it in the videos, it kind of looked like a pasture by the end of the year.
Yeah.
It was just thigh-high, waist-high weeds, and the more you fought, the more you lost. Well, when we converted to the raised beds, yes, we do have some weeds in those raised beds, because the weeds were very aggressive and they grew through the 10 inches of compost, and also some weeds germinated on the top. But for every, two weeds, we had 1,000 weeds before. Very, very minimal problem to deal with. However, we didn't lay cardboard down in some of the raised beds. It's recommended that you know, some people say, oh, you just put the soil down and compost down. You don't put anything underneath it. Don't need a barrier. Other people swear by 3, 4, 5 layers of newspaper, a couple of layers of cardboard. We did the cardboard in one bed, and we didn't do it in the other beds. And the thistles that were there from previous years and the milkweed pushed right through all that compost. The milkweed we left alone. The thistles we sprayed with the Green Gobbler horticultural grade OMRI listed 20% vinegar, and it did very well. It top burnt it and stressed it out to the point where we didn't have that issue anymore. So we did make that work, and for what little bit of effort we had to put into killing the thistles, it was a small price to pay compared to what we have dealt with in the past.
Right, definitely. We just had to get rid of a few thistles. The milkweed, like Joey had said, we just left. But compared to pulling weeds, and then Joey would spend time turning over the soil, pulling weeds out, pre-planting roots. Yeah, pulling the roots of the weeds out, and then it seemed like they just got worse.
Right, and this goes into our next item, is we should have built raised beds sooner.
I 100% agree. But this, I feel like this was a good year because we had a lot of time.
Right.
So we.
But also now we had some financial, we were financially able to do such. This is not a small investment when it's all said and done.
No, it's not like just getting, you know, maybe.
A couple of containers on a porch. Yeah.
Containers on a porch or a couple bags of compost or a couple bags of fertilizer or something. No, this was quite an investment.
Yeah.
And we had to purchase the lumber. Mm-hmm. We had to purchase the compost. And then obviously the nails aren't huge,
no.
But you have to plan for that. You have to, if you do want to put something like a weed barrier down, that is something you want to consider. If you have anything like moles or voles, you might have to put some hardware cloth down.
We had 2 4x16 raised beds, 4 foot wide by 16 foot long, 10 inches high. And then we had 3 4 foot wide by 12 foot long beds. And then that equated to compost. That compost, in addition to a pallet raised bed we built, and then going over to your sister's compost went over there because she built 2 4-foot by 6-foot raised beds. And we had the grow bags from Rootmaker. We brought in about 10 and a half yards of compost from our official garden center here in the Milwaukee area, Blue Mills Landscape and Garden Center, to fill everything. And we calculated, we had a little extra, and that's always a good problem to have when it comes to compost. Hey, I've got X amount more rather than I'm going to be way short. I got to stretch this stuff. So now instead of 10 inches, I got to make it 8 inches, and I've really not benefited myself by topping the beds off the way they need to be. So building the raised beds, obviously financial deal. You got to have the financial capabilities of doing such, but it's well worth the, it's an investment. It's not a one and done type of thing.
Right. It's definitely an investment, but to us, it's worth it, and we will continue to enjoy it for years to come. And that's the big thing, is it's an investment, and that's what you have to keep in mind.
Another thing when it comes to the garden is don't think too hard about where to plant plants. Many people dwell on it, and they do charts and computer programs and apps to figure out the specifics of this, that, and other. And that's great and all, but sometimes I think we dwell too much on, should I really plant the tomato plants here, this row here, what about over here? Put them in the ground. They're going to grow a lot better.
They're going to grow better on the ground. You might want to, like, if you plant a lot of tomatoes like we do, you might want to consider that. But if it's something where it's like, well, these cucumbers aren't doing so well, so maybe I'll just replace them with beans, but should I put beans here, blah, 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 like, just do it. Just plant something. And if your crop fails, you know, we had a rough time with our peas. Sometimes we don't get the
Well, the peas started out okay, then they got real bad, and then they got a D minus.
They got a D minus.
The beets didn't do well at all in the big garden. However, at your sister's, they did phenomenal. So it's all the same soil.
Right. So we're not really sure what that's about, but.
We have garden fails too.
Right. And that's the biggest thing, is that you're going to have fails. You're going to have problems. You're going to have, like, my manager at work, he flooded his tomatoes on accident, whatever. So it's going to happen, but you're going to learn, and you're also going to, you can have an option, but you just have to get it in the ground. So if you have a failure, that's fine. You've lived, you've learned, this is what happens.
Make a note
and think about what you might do different next year.
Now, with that said, obviously if you've got tomatoes, they don't go in the shade. I'm talking about it, you know, trying to organize this row here, you're in full sun. Put the stuff in the ground. See, Grandpa always said the on the farm, the seed's going to grow a lot better in the ground than in the bag sitting in the shed waiting for it to be planted. So you want to put it in the ground. And with the raised beds and all the investment that we put into it, we now can actually focus on having fall crops, something that we never have really had great success with in the past for a couple of reasons.
Right. So one reason is because we had too many weeds. By the time we were able to plant fall crops, they just took over. We didn't have space for them. And then
irrigation.
Irrigation. We needed to.
And we got great soil.
Yeah, we have great soil. So there's many reasons why we can have fall crops now.
So yeah, so that's some of the things that we have learned in our garden. And we just want to pass on some of that. Some of you may be very aware of all of those points. Others of you who are gardening for the very first time this year, we hope that this has helped so you can make fewer mistakes. Our job is to we'll make the mistakes for you so you can be successful the first time. So some of the things that we've learned in our garden.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.